Welcome to Futureproof, the marketing podcast from Kantar, the world's leading marketing data and analytics company, and Side Business School, University of Oxford. In each episode, we speak with marketing leaders and share insights to help brands and business leaders navigate the ever-changing marketing landscape and hopefully dispel some myths and misconceptions along the way. In this series, Martin Guerrero.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Head of Kantar Brand Z meets remarkable senior marketers leading some of the world's most valuable global brands to discuss strategies that differentiate, protect value, and advance their sustainability credentials.
I'm delighted to be joined by Asmita Dubey, Chief Digital and Marketing Officer at L'Oréal. L'Oréal Paris and Lancôme once again feature in Kantar Brand Z's top 100 most valuable global brands this year and are ranked number one and two in Brand Z's 20 most valuable global personal care brands, which includes two other L'Oréal brands, Garnier and Maybelline. Congratulations to you, Asmita, and everyone at L'Oréal for such a fantastic achievement. So the first question is quite a broad one. So what do you think are the most important things to consider when building a strong brand?
Well, the drivers of brand equity are rooted in what people value. Values such as trust, self-confidence, efficacy, innovation, and aspiration. We are in a category like no other because beauty is a timeless value. It has been a universal quest since the origin of humanity. Beauty is an essential human need. It is something that plays a role in self-affirmation and identity. Beauty is a social need, so it is about a sense of belonging to a community. Beauty also helps us reflect the changes in society through a more inclusive beauty, through challenging stereotypes and norms, through creating more gender equality. At L'Oréal Group, our sense of purpose is to create the beauty that moves the world. And we do so with a portfolio of more than 36 global brands that embody these values.
Sure. Fantastic. And you mentioned consumers, and clearly for every business and every brand, consumers are absolutely critical. So how do you make sure your brands at L'Oréal maintain that connection with consumers?
Maybelline is the number one makeup brand worldwide, providing on the pulse, hassle-free, high performance, and diverse makeup so that everyone everywhere looks and feels ready for anything. Now, it is very much in the DNA of the brand Maybelline to be part of all the emerging trends, whether it is co-creation with influencers on TikTok or AR and VR beauty, which is augmented reality beauty and virtual reality beauty. If I give you some examples of what the brand is doing on trend, it partnered with Ready Player Me to provide makeup looks for avatars. And then in 2023, the brand has done something very bold in advertising. We have introduced the first ever Avatar May. Now, May is part of a global campaign which is to promote all our mascara portfolio, including Maybelline Falsies Surreal Extension Mascara. What May is going to do is be able to merge the virtual and the real. We are going to create more engaging and interactive experiences with our consumers. And also we will be able to release virtual products and services. What I want you to do is now introduce Trisha, who is the brand president for Maybelline, who is going to share the vision for the brand.
At Maybelline, our mission is to give everyone the self-confidence to express their beauty. And that is true whether it's in the real world or in the virtual world. In the real world, we create product innovation that works hard, is super high performing, and it plays hard. It's fun and easy to use. In the virtual world, we are a leader in digital innovation. We have the most number of virtual trial tools to allow consumers to choose the shade that's right for them. And we just launched a new program with Let Ring Player Me to allow consumers to create very expressive makeup looks in the metaverse. We have so much more to come on both platforms, and we can't wait to share it with you.
So one thing that many of our clients overlook is the role of brand in supporting price. So just wondered as to what your views are in the role of brand in supporting the price of brands within the L'Oréal portfolio.
There are many considerations here, you know, and I'm going to elaborate on a few of them. Firstly, if we look at the purchasing power of our consumers, we are sensitive to the fact that for some of our consumers, it has been tough. So we are working to take in some of the inflationary pressures. So to absorb some of the price increases on our side, so that it offsets, you know, the input cost headwinds that are coming. If you look at our 2022 growth, it has been quite balanced in terms of volume, valorization, and price. If at all we have done a price increase, it is based on very sophisticated tools like RGM, revenue growth management. Secondly, if we look at the L'Oréal Group, the piano of product pricing that we have, I mean, starting with just a couple of euros, it allows for us to offer products to all income brackets, you know, and in that sense, our products are very, very accessible, especially the consumer product division brand. We have done some internal studies where, for L'Oréal in general, but more specifically for our luxury division, L'Oréal Dermatological Beauty, as well as for the professional products division, what we see is that the consumers for these divisions are less exposed to inflation versus the average consumer. And the third thing that I would say in terms of pricing is that consumers are eager for innovation. And that gives us the capacity to valorize with great innovation of product and services and bring them to our consumers.
Great. And clearly, L'Oréal owns a number of truly global brands. So I'm also really interested in your views on how to successfully build global brands that also are able to make connections with local consumers in local markets. How do you get that balance right between globalization and localization?
Well, our global brands serve our consumers everywhere in the world. Yeah. So they are very rooted in the DNA of the brand and therefore are building brand equities to consumers worldwide. And then what the brands are doing is they're seizing all the trends in the markets and what is relevant there. Our consumers, they know a lot about beauty, you know, and therefore they are expecting elevated product and experiences from us. I will take you an example. I mean, if we look at the emerging market consumers, they are very unique because they are younger. They live in very hot and humid climates. Therefore, their product needs are very, very specific. For instance, in skincare category, the consumers in the emerging markets are looking for products that are about cleansing, on skin tone management, on acne or UV protection. So our brand, our brand Garnier and their marketing teams, as well as the local market teams, they have come together and formulated a product, a Garnier Vitamin C Serum, and that product is taking the world by the storm. We see something similar in Brazil. For L'Oréal Paris, Hyaluron Plump, the shampoo is one of the best-selling shampoos for us ever. because it is something that has been worked together with multifunctional teams. So with the products that we are offering with our brands like L'Oréal Paris and Garnier, we are breaking boundaries. And that is what is needed to democratize the best of beauty.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Fascinating stuff. So thinking about the future now, how do you think the rules around brand building will change in the future? And where do you see the opportunity for L'Oréal's brand portfolio?
You know, deep societal and cultural shifts, they impact the future of beauty. You know, and in that sense, it is true that there are new beauty expectations from our consumers, and those expectations will be the drivers of brand equity of tomorrow. We live in a never before creative economy where the power is with the people. And here the consumers are becoming co-creators. Then there is a new eco expectation, and sustainability is the new value creation. We see a lot of new competition as well, new business models with the continued and increasing decentralization and platformization. And finally, you know, health and science and technological disruptions, they are leading us to a hyper precision in beauty. Yeah. So on our side, we are shaping the future of beauty with science, technology, and creativity. We are pioneering beauty tech and leading marketing in the digital age. And to us, beauty tech means developing a new kind of relationship with our consumer, which is powered by data, tech, and AI, and therefore is able to provide everybody's own unique beauty. Because there is a plurality of beauty. We believe that in today's world, it is about beauty for each. Consumers seek personalization. And beauty tech allows us personalization at scale. For example, Lancome Skin Screen, you know, it is a skin diagnostic service that is offered in store. It's a device as well as an online service. And it is based on AI. It aggregates and scores 13 different skin concerns based on 15,000 images. Breakthrough technologies also allow us to create a more inclusive beauty by expanding access to beauty expressions. For example, Lancome Hapta is the first handheld device, which is a computerized, personalized makeup applicator, and it allows for people with limited hand and arm mobility to do makeup for themselves. So Lancome is a brand which brings a lot of French elegance on one hand, but then brings the best of innovation to consumers all around the brand. And here, I would love for you to listen to our Lancome brand president, Francois Lemon, on the vision of the brand.
I'm very proud to see Lancôme this year again in the top 100 of the most valuable global brands in the Kantar Brand Z ranking. Lancôme confirms its position despite the current challenging global economic context. Lancôme's ranking in Brand Z is a result of a dual momentum of strong financial performance and enhanced consumer perception. If these results are a source of pride, I have to say that I'm even happier to see how Lancôme has increased its equity performance, driven in particular by the desirability of our brand. This is a real proof point of how we have managed to keep growing while staying true to our values, of how Lancôme, a storied French brand created almost 90 years ago, dares to innovate and reinvent itself. Let me share with you some examples. We have taken the bet of science and beauty tech to create products and services that offer greater personalization through AI. We are among the most digitalized brands, with about 40% of our business taking place online. We are pushing the boundaries of inclusivity, developing Hapta, the world's first handheld computerized makeup applicator, emblematic of our obsession to make beauty accessible and enable all women to shine from the inside out. This is why I am particularly proud to see Lancôme featured among the most powerful brands in the world. This is a tremendous recognition of our continuous effort to combine our strong heritage with modernity.
So you mentioned sustainability earlier, Asmita, in your answer. We talk to lots of clients at Kantar around their sustainability agendas, and it seems like the key to getting this right is in making sustainability commitments that are actually meaningful to consumers. So how do you do that at L'Oréal?
Our corporate responsibility program is L'Oréal for the Future, and it includes social and environmental impact. We have been taking bold, measurable commitments for 2030 on climate, water, biodiversity, and natural resources. And we are the only company in the world, actually the only group, to receive a AAA rating by CDP 7 years in a row. So year on year, we are making progress in this field. Almost 2/3 of our sites are carbon neutral today. 97% of all our new products are eco-design, you know. We are also doing a lot of partnerships. So we are partnering with this Swiss startup Gyoza, you know, with our brand L'Oréal Professionnel to create a water saver shower head. It is a patented water fragmentation technology. And by using that, we can save up to 69% of water in the back bar in salons. Overall, there's a lot of such initiatives. And then for our brands, Garnier is a brand that is taking commitment for green beauty for all of us. The brand is transforming its entire, value chain, whether it is ingredient sourcing or formula, whether it is about, recycled or recyclable plastics, or it is about carbon neutral factories, whether it is about new product innovations or responsible communication in advertising, so that consumers are empowered to make more sustainable choices, in beauty.
Well, thanks, Asmita. That was fantastic. We've learned so much about the L'Oréal brand portfolio today. And thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. And congratulations on the Kantar Brands report for 2023.
Thank you. And I'm sure we'll see you and your brands again next year.
You've been listening to Future Proof from Kantar and Side Business School. For all episodes and more information, visit kantar.com or oxfordfutureofmarketing.com. If you enjoyed this, please leave a rating and a review and subscribe on your favourite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.